If for one night we gon' get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
High Society Radio. How's it going, guys? It's High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
That's right. All three best friends together. At HS Radio Show on Twitter. At HS Radio Show on Twitter. That's how you contact us. That's how you fucking find out all sorts of updates. Instagram.com/High Society Radio. And then finally, Patreon.com/High Society Radio. The pizza party was last weekend. Chris, how do you think it went?
I thought it went well. Everybody seemed to be pretty happy at the end of the pizza party.
Bronx Johnny.
It was fucking
awesome. I went to a strip club with some listeners. We were there till the last call.
Yeah,
that's
great.
What I like. I think I was so bombed out drunk that I stumbled away. I was by the Wendy's.
Yeah. I was eating my food and then you disappeared. And I was like, oh, there you go.
Oh, Jesus.
You got in the cab. You were fine.
I was pretty banged out. I was pretty, I wasn't sober. I'm going to tell you that much.
Yeah, you were all right. You have fun.
I was, but I want to thank everyone coming out for the, for the Patreon party. Really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much. We got to meet a bunch of fun, cool listeners. Some true bros from fucking Detroit, fucking Boston, Long Island, all over
Pittsburgh.
The place. Pittsburgh, right? That's what Johnny was calling afterwards.
I was not saying that at all.
I was like, Johnny.
Detroit? People came from Detroit?
Hell yeah, fucking, it was awesome, dude. It was fantastic. It was really, really goddamn cool, and we really loved it. But I think the most surprising thing of all was we literally got the perfect amount of alcohol and food. That lasted literally to the last drop and last slice.
Yeah, man, that shit was awesome.
Right. That's never happened in any party I've ever been a part of, ever.
It's true. Some people got going away presents, too, stickers, shirts.
Oh, my God.
Comic books that me and my boy wrote.
We had to get rid of the condiments. It wasn't like to be a dick, but I paid a lot of money for those things.
Oh, you gave out condiments?
Yeah, I was like, this shit ain't staying here.
Well, because you guys were all pissed off because I called you and was like, listen, we got to get at least red pepper flakes and oregano and garlic for the party. That's ridiculous.
I was pissed I couldn't find no fucking oregano. That was a bit hard for some reason.
Did anyone use the condiments?
They did.
I did. I saw people use
the Frank's Red Hot. Frank's Red Hot.
I was just housing those slices raw.
You pulled a couple back to the gym.
Oh, God, yes.
I was like, hey, the listeners need to eat too, bro.
Like, well, I was like, you know what? I'm just trying to enjoy this delicious goddamn slice of dollar pizza.
Go Pack Joe and his lady killed it on karaoke. A bunch of people just killed it on karaoke.
Go Pack Joe has a great fucking singing voice.
He's a man's man, bro.
He's a world traveler.
Men want to be him. Women want to be with him.
Hell yeah. I want to be with him. All right? I'll jump. I'll take both goddamn categories. Yeah.
The head of our app team. I had a brief meeting with the head of our app team. Quite drunk, Nick Delia.
That was very loud, too. I was like, shit.
Our app team, you know, I'm gonna say one thing. The head of our app team, I think he has a drinking problem.
A little bit.
He gets so wildly drunk.
He's a hangover app. That's it. Yeah. That's the app.
I mean, Jesus Christ, man. You can fucking house him. Because he was yelling at me at one point towards the end of the evening. Not the end of your evening, because I disappeared outside of Wendy's and then came back too, ate a cold cheeseburger in the back of a cab.
Yeah, I was fucking yelling at you like, yo, you left your fucking burger, man.
Yeah, when I came back, I was like, holy shit, Johnny, what are you still doing here?
Well,
I wasn't
going to just leave you out there to die, man. Like,
you could have.
I felt guilty. I don't want to be the last guy to see you alive. Too much pressure.
Oh, yeah, everyone will blame you for fucking me dying.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, probably. But if something happened, I'm not giving you mouth to mouth.
And no matter what happens to me when I go, it was Johnny's fault.
Yeah.
I'm going to let everyone know that. So, yeah, the party was just, we went to a karaoke bar.
Black Truffle Whiskey was fucking hit. Everybody loved that.
Everybody loved it. Chris, you proud of your black truffle whiskey?
It came out pretty good. Also, fucking the funniest thing was at the party was you're not supposed to have hard liquor in the room we were in. Yeah, they came in, saw the bottle of whiskey. They were like, what is this? But I put truffle labels all over it. And I was like, oh, it's truffle.
It's truffle.
Like, I just looked at it and was just like, whatever. Just put it back down.
Yeah, like, it's one bottle. Like, fuck.
That was really funny.
Those guys got taken care of at the end of the
night. Oh, those Korean guys were really happy we paid in cash.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yes. That's that sweet
Patreon. You bring your checkbook, sweetheart.
My checkbook,
me some money.
Yeah, I need upstairs. I need some dough, dog.
My checkbook's upstairs. Don't worry.
Sounds like a lie.
Don't worry. This is a giant check.
Is it
going to
fucking
tender.
Bounce, bro? I'll find your ass.
They call me fucking Rubberman Man.
Where it says void, 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 and this is not a check.
They're like, well, we don't take these checks from this gentleman anymore. I was like,
look,
what?
It's not my fault. I'm a giant fan of T.I. and Rubberman Man. All right? Wild as the Taliban.
Right. Shout out for the FTP shirts and that bowl ass Bears hat.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then, like, your people hit me up with a pretty cool clay pot.
Yeah. Oh, man. That tandoori pot was the shit, bro. Yeah. People were just bringing stuff, and then, like, energy was great. It was a fun time, man.
It's a good time had by all.
Shout out to also Dutch and Royce of More Like Radio.
Oh, yeah. You were on the Dutch and Royce show this Tuesday.
That shit was fun. We threw out some ideas for some events that we could possibly be doing.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
I threw out the
Russian
hot
roulette,
dog shit.
Russian roulette.
No, like a hot dog, dollar hot dog party.
Eat a hot dog eating contest?
No, we're not going to do that. I don't want anybody to die at a fucking party. God knows we came close a couple times, all right, guys? Wild and crazy times.
I was hungover all day the next day.
Yeah, you were wrecked. You hit me up. You're like, how the fuck are you awake out and about? I'm like, look, man, still buzzing.
I didn't really do much. I went for a schvitz and then went home and watch the UFC fight.
Very good.
It was a good ass time, man. It was a really fucking fun night. And that's all thanks to the Patreon subscribers. And you know, the Patreon, hopefully we'll do something else like this, you know, relatively soon.
Maybe summertime.
And the Patreon subscribers that weren't able to come to the pizza party will be able to come to the next event, because that's patreon.com/highsocietyradio. Yeah. We wanna throw more baller ass parties. Probably that same karaoke bar too. But it's not even a karaoke bar.
Those guys were like, you guys got to come back. Whenever you want to come back, you come back. You can have the big room again. We don't care.
Nice. What, really? They said that?
Yeah.
Why?
They were
hyped. They loved it, man.
They liked us.
Really?
Yeah.
We didn't really bother them.
You
we
know why? Think about where we were,
sometimes.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. We were probably the only white people that weren't a contingent of really annoying blonde girls.
Yeah, that's true, too. That bathroom line was a bit ridiculous.
I did see a few of the other parties, like in because there was it was it's
yeah, it was like it's two rooms before
it's
the bathroom.
A big like karaoke I don't know, for other people. Like, do these places exist in the other parts of the country, like giant karaoke
probably in
rooms?
San Francisco?
Yeah, probably.
Well, for everyone else not in New York or San Francisco, it's like it's a room or it's a building or it's a couple floors, and it's just room after room after room, and it just leads into a karaoke room.
Strobe lights, laser lights.
Yo, love the laser lights.
It was awesome.
And I saw some of the people just look incredibly annoying. The other parties in the place.
Oh, yeah. There was one room with, like, just
terrible.
Two people in it, and I'm pretty sure that dude raped his date at the end of the night.
That you can't say that, Johnny.
It didn't look safe in there. I was like, damn.
Johnny, you're not making any goddamn sense.
She looked concerned, is all I'm saying.
Maybe because the guy was a bad singer, not because he was a borderline rapist.
I don't know if you look concerned if your date's a bad singer. Like, who the fuck takes that into account?
I mean, to be fair, she was singing Rape Me, that song.
Oh, that's a good point, too.
Well, you know, now
it's
you're making
I guess.
See, Chris is making sense, Johnny isn't. But yeah, it's patreon.com/highsocietyradio. We'll figure out a new goal, Mitt, because we hit that goal. But you know, we do like having goals in life. But what I think the next thing we should do is what I've been reading about is coloring book parties.
Oh.
Should we throw a coloring book party for the next event?
No, I don't think so.
No,
it sounds
man.
Pretty terrible. That
we have adult
it bothers
listeners,
me that adults are even doing this. It's pretty big in Austin, I think.
Yeah, we have real adult listeners, not fucking dullards.
You know, I mean, they get serious with their coloring, John. Look.
I have a coworker that when they get fucking stressed out, they color and shit. And it does look relaxed, but fuck, you want to throw a party to
but
relax
you really,
for.
You know someone who's doing the coloring book
shit? They have legit, like, adult coloring books where you got to stand in lines. It's, like, different design. It looks like a little mosaic that you just have to color.
Well, I know I've read, like, on the Amazon's, like, top 20 best-selling bestseller
coloring
list,
books.
It's, like, half the list is coloring books for adults.
But you would think, like, if you want to relax. One.
Yeah, really. Yeah, no shit. Yeah, it's crazy, right?
But I would think, like, if you're an adult and you want to do it, why don't you take up, like, art? Like real art instead of just kind of like you do watercolors or some shit. Fucking you and using crayons and shit. It's kind of silly.
Yeah, why would you? Who cares if you can color good?
Yeah.
Like, if you can digitally color well, there's money in that.
I guess,
but
it's like those are the people that when they have a bad day, they just get into the fetal position and fucking piss themselves a little bit because the day didn't go their
way.
Wait,
are we going to have a safe space party?
Yeah,
we should get some of those medical animals. Like, I guess rabbits or something.
I don't want to do that.
And not medical testing animals. What are they called? What are those things called, Stanley?
Guinea pigs?
You know, the animals that people have to relieve stress. What are they called?
Oh, shit. I do know what that is. It's like
comfort animals?
Yeah, I think that's close.
Something like that,
yeah. Let's just use that word.
So, yeah, so we're going to have like some of those. We'll get some bubbles, coloring books. Nice safe space party.
Good God.
Away from all the rape culture.
That don't happen at all parties, son. We're very shout out to all the couples and females that showed up. That threw me off a little bit, too. We had that much.
There were two girls that were single there.
They were single? I didn't even know that. Yeah. Damn. Wow, I missed out.
And a lot of people saw fit to bring their chicks to hang out with us.
That was awesome. Weird.
That was
But thank you very much.
That's
awesome
conversation. I'm like,
thanks
wow.
for trusting Bronx Johnny with your women. It's a step
Shut
forward
up.
For race relations.
Yeah, I mean, because Johnny is a convicted rapist. That's what we
convicted?
Really
no.
Accused.
Accused is the word you want to use, sir.
Did you guys see that R. Kelly commented on the Bill Cosby thing, and all he could say in an interview was, it's just very strange. All these women coming out, it's just a strange thing.
Is he also boycotting the Oscars? Is everybody doing that now?
Do you think R. Kelly was invited to the Oscars this year?
He might have been. He had a hell of a soundtrack for Space Jam, dog. That's a like forever kind of invite, ain't it?
I mean, that's pretty long ago. Also, wasn't that Seal?
No, that was Batman. That's Kiss from a Rose, man.
All right. They both came out the same year, close enough.
Yeah, but R. Kelly.
It wasn't I Believe R. Kelly I Can Fly for, in Space Jam.
Huh?
Wasn't I Believe I Can Fly in
yeah,
Space Jam?
Was
it made for Space Jam?
Yeah.
Really?
He didn't have it out before then. I'm telling you, look that up.
I don't know if I believe this.
I remember because we sung it at our graduation. There was a lot of hope back in those days.
I think that was everybody's junior high school graduation song.
Did he piss on any of my classmates? Nah, I think about it, maybe so. Who knows?
Probably on that Best of Both Worlds tour. That's why Jay-Z maced him.
Yeah, no, his man Mason. Jay-Z apparently was nowhere near when that happened, yet they were at the stage at the same time. Oh, man.
I prefer Piss on You over...
Yeah, there was a song called Fly Like an Eagle by Seal on the Space Jam soundtrack.
But not...
Yeah, but it wasn't fucking I Believe I Can Fly. That was a hit, son.
Oh,
Fly
yeah,
Like an Eagle is a fucking cover, dude. Get your Space Jam soundtrack together, dog.
I'm just saying. I understand what you're saying. Getting a little confused.
That's fine. It's fine. We're still post the party. Don't worry about it.
There was a song with B Real, Busta Rhymes, Coolio, LL Cool J, and Method Man.
Yeah, it wasn't good. Yo, that soundtrack was all right, son. You could play that today and be all right.
Okay.
Really?
Bump it in your fucking Jeep Cherokee, son, back in the day.
I love bumping tunes in my Jeep Cherokee.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's always been my thing.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and grind, eh?
Why are you talking
Taking
like
it
this
back,
tonight?
Son.
Why are you talking like this?
You can like.
Why are you being so weird?
It's fucking R&B songs.
What's your favorite? Oh, I'll tell you one thing that annoyed me about the party. My barber didn't show up, and I was really pissed about
Who,
that.
Who, Kelvin?
Oh, Kelvin, yeah, didn't show up.
Kelvin
didn't
show up. Johnny was talking a lot of shit about him on the internet.
I was talking shit on the internet.
Yeah, it was
about
crazy.
Kelvin.
Yeah, it was crazy.
What
Johnny
the fuck
was like,
did
yo,
I say?
Fuck Kelvin.
That
I don't
never
know
came
who, who's user Bronx Johnny on Reddit.
Wow.
It was a whole thread
user
in our barbershop. Barbershop talk.
No.
It's just like, started by Bronx Johnny. I don't know who this motherfucker Kelvin is, but if I catch his ass, it's a shanking.
I don't talk shit like that on the internet, A. B.
Everybody knows you talk shit on the internet.
When
that's your thing.
No, I don't do
yeah,
that.
Oh, yeah, you're a bad person.
No. The way
you're
you
troll.
Do it.
You're just like a cuckold of the internet.
No.
I call him Bronx Trolley.
Yeah, Bronx Trolley. What is
The like way, those little gummy candies?
Yeah.
The way it is, though, is like, if you want to attack somebody, you like really nice to them, and then you do an old school heel style, you always have a steel chair available anywhere in the room. And then right when you go for the handshake, bam, right across the fucking face, till the chair is fucking dented and it like left in a heap. But Kevin's a cool dude, and I would love to meet him one of these days, hang out, have a beer, talk barbershop talk. I'm down for that.
This just got very uncomfortable.
He corrected me on my merengue music and the shitty picks that I made.
You don't know shit about merengue.
I do not, sir.
You don't know much more about fucking sneakers either.
I definitely won't be winning any fucking... I'm good on sneakers. He didn't call me out on that. He called me out on my shitty merengue music, which will easily eliminate me from ever
playing
Jeopardy.
Which was salsa music. Okay,
whatever.
According to
Kevin was right. I'm a big enough man to say
Kelvin.
Kevin
is cold
right.
as ice, I'll tell you.
Yeah,
oh, God,
another temperature joke. I love it. But no, he was right. I can't be mad at that. And, you know, one day he'll come out, we'll hang out, have some laughs, brew, sit down on chairs and stuff, have a good time.
Don't like that you call beer brews.
Hey, whatever. I didn't have to be
beers. So good. You guys can do some street pissing? Because you know barbers don't like you to piss in the shop.
Yeah, no. They're very bathroom don't work. Like, I just seen you guys. I just washed my hands. That's it. There's no toilet. It's like, come on, man.
I believe you, bro. I believe you, Kelvin.
I'll tell you what bugs me is that they use the head washing sink to wash their hands at my barbershop because there's no sink in the bathroom.
Wait a minute. You have a hair washing sink?
Yeah, I never see anybody get their hair
That's
washed.
That's for women.
Yeah, I never
it's
seen
not
any,
for men.
I never well, I mean technically it says unisex on the outside, but I've never seen a woman that wasn't clearly a butch lesbian get a haircut in there, but they do have the sink for it.
Chris, they got that shit in your barbershop?
Nah, son.
Have Kelvin reach out to me on that one. I don't think a man's barbershop's supposed to have that shit.
Well, it's probably a good thing that they have it because I don't want them taking a shit wiping their ass and then not being able to wash their hands.
I'm saying, but it's like, is it a unisex shop? Are there chicks in there sometimes getting a haircut?
I mean, like I said, I've only ever seen butch lesbians get a fade
well,
in there.
Well, yeah, they probably have
instead of that, in my barbershop, there's just like a giant stack of like Biggie CDs that have been burnt.
Oh, man.
A lot of fucking Notorious B.I.G. being played. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Probably selling jailbroken Amazon boxes. That's where I got mine.
That's my shit, son.
Oh, hell yeah.
I know of at least two other barbershops that sell jailbroken Amazon Fire boxes.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Let's just all get Amazon Fire
boxes.
Does
Calvin have to connect on that? That'd be nice.
Yeah?
I'd throw him some money his way for that.
Love bootlegs. So that's replaced the bootlegs?
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
films.
I remember when I stopped seeing the Chinese guy come in. He used to hang out in the fucking sandwich place like two blocks away, and then he'd walk into the barbershop like a couple times an hour. But, yeah, I remember stopped seeing the. That must have sucked for all those guys who've just been selling bootlegs
for
years.
But the funny thing, I talked to my coworker about that the other day. The fact is, the people that took them out of business is their employers anyway. Because those are the guys that run those fucking pirate shop shits online.
That's a good point. Speaking of your coworkers, we should bring this up. So Johnny took me to meet his coworkers after the
last show.
After the last show, and
what happened,
I walked in and they were all doing the Macarena.
They're a frisky little group. That
this is Johnny's friends.
They're teachers, man. That's how teachers unwind. They do other shit, but I'm not going to bring that up on.
I'm just saying. I'm just starting to worry about you and this beef with Kelvin, knowing that these fucking.
Calvin's good.
If I was in there, you probably would have been doing the Macarena.
No, I don't. They know I don't dance. I'm just usually there to make sure.
Oh, just pull your pants, do the Rockaway.
No, not even. I don't even do that.
You don't even do that.
I don't dance.
You don't lean back.
I don't lean back.
What if you have to dodge a punch? You got to lean back, son.
No, don't. I just duck under and fucking uppercut.
Oh, that's your move, the duck under.
I'm sure
we'll make a song. We can make a song for that too.
Duck under.
What's the difference between the lean back and the Rockaway? Or is it the same thing?
It's the same thing. It's part of the same song.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Lean back and do the Rockaway.
Got it. That's a fucking good goddamn dance, you know?
Well, they do that because they don't dance. That's the line before that.
No, but them making a song about this, then that makes that a dance, though.
It's true.
It's crazy.
It's a paradox in the hip-hop community.
God damn you, Fat Joe. You tried to get out of it, but you didn't, did you?
Keep putting them back in, son.
Hell yeah. What, like chicken? Like fucking fried chicken?
What?
Fatty foods?
What the fuck?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I feel crazy.
You know, that's the thing in bodegas, too, now. Like, they're starting to sell fried chicken out of bodegas and shit.
Nice.
I didn't know that was a fucking thing. I see it a lot more in Queens than I do any other borough.
I'm not trusting a bodega fried chicken.
Yo, Niagara Front, the shit about my job. Good money, son. They called my man the chicken man behind the grill. It was nice.
I'm not going to lie. I'll have some fucking bodega fried chicken.
Hell yeah. $4 for 5 pizzas and some fries,
what?
My man. Can of soda.
What?
Fuck that. That's fucking Kennedy's.
Now, is that all white meat?
It's some kind of shit. I don't know, but it's fried, son. That's all you need to know.
He's asking, you got a thigh or a drumstick? That's what he's asking.
Well, yeah. You get a little bit of everything sometimes. Sometimes it's all drumsticks. Sometimes it's a thigh and just fries.
All drumsticks? I'd be furious. I hate a drumstick.
Drumsticks are the best part.
What am I, a child? I'm not 7 years old. I don't want a drumstick.
You equate a drumstick to child's food.
Like, yeah, that is a child.
Chicken
that is a child.
Chicken fingers is
child
food. Not
it's like basically a toy.
Okay, then what about the wing? You don't like the wing then?
Yeah, I'll fuck with the wing. That's white meat.
That's less meat, though.
No, I'll fuck with the thigh. I just don't want. If I ordered a 5-piece and I got 5 drumsticks, I'd be a little pissed, is what I'm saying.
Love a thigh.
That's good money, son. That's love
you just sound
breast.
Like a fucking huge creep right there, though.
Breast is good money, son.
I'll tell you right now.
I can love a thigh.
I am a huge creep. I'm a huge, dirty creep. So, yeah, I would definitely eat it. Ever have a chopped, what is that shit they sell uptown? Chopped cheese sandwich or whatever?
Oh, the chopped cheese? Yeah, I heard of it. I never had it.
You never had it, Chris?
The kids be telling me about it. It's a chopped up burger.
Is that new? Or is that fucking old?
It sounds, to me, it's like a Philly cheesesteak except with burger meat, though, right?
It's exactly,
isn't that the essence
of it? Oh, it's like chopped steak?
I guess.
It's a chopped up hamburger meat, man. That's all that shit is. It's a hamburger patty chopped up with cheese on it. That's it. It's like some shit like you would make corned beef hash out of or some shit. I like me a good corned beef hash, but that ain't it.
Corned beef hash is pretty good. But we should all just start eating chopped cheese sandwiches.
Nah, son, that's not
It does look
me.
Pretty good, I'm not going to lie.
It looks good, right?
It looks all right, son. Why don't you just get a regular burger then, though?
Well, it's on a hero. This one has onions in it.
Nah, son. That ain't for me.
The world is just passing you by. You're just getting older and older.
I like
you don't even know what merengue is.
I like a good pulled pork sandwich. That's good.
Yeah?
I've had some bad... kudos to you, because somebody... had eaten at your restaurant the other day. Fuck, what was homegirl's name? It was on Monday. MLK, they was at the park. Just ran in. She was like, oh, hey. Because I have a little high society radio show in my backpack. She's like, oh, you know BK Chris? I was like, yeah. You know, I like the show too and shit. I don't like to tell anybody I'm on it sometimes.
Because they would know that you're the person that's always pro-rape and
pro-war.
Very rapey,
yeah. That's like, okay. Especially if it's women. It's very weird. Don't want to throw that out there, but...
I mean, you don't want to throw anything out there if it's women at this point.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not
I think
a nice
you
guy.
Know, there's something called a third strike in this state.
But she was like, yo, you know, I ate at his place one time, and he made a hell of a fucking pulled pork sandwich. I was like, nice.
This just seems like a huge lie. That
no,
you're
no, dude,
out there.
Ask my brother. My brother was there. He tried to get in on like, oh, yeah,
I
used to work there.
Actually was talking about your fucking steak sandwich. They fucking loved it. They were like, that steak
no,
sandwich
you
was the
never
best
had
fucking
a bad review,
go back, Joe.
No, well, someone else. There's someone else fucking,
you there
know.
You go.
All right.
I don't think you've ever gotten a bad review, right?
One or two people didn't like it.
Oh, for Yelp, though? Fuck a Yelp. That ain't real Yelp. Either, son.
And seriously. Even that, it was overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah. People loved that steak sandwich you made.
It was a good sandwich.
Yeah.
I liked the duck myself. The duck was pretty good.
It was a good sandwich, too.
You can't get that nowhere.
Duck and duck. That's what I always say. I literally always say that. That's my thing.
That's
you know?
The new that's the new hood anthem we're coming out with, Duck and Move.
Duck and Move, yeah.
Is that an honor of Creed?
That's for no.
Is that for the Creed fans?
No,
out there?
That's for you. That's for your new dance
no,
craze
no, no.
That you're
we'll
gonna start.
We'll do it for Creed because you love that movie.
I did not like Creed. You talked about that last week. And you called me a racist because I didn't like Creed.
Mad fucking vocal for no reason. Wasn't just yelling. Good. I hated Creed.
I wasn't yelling.
I was like, all right, Rock beat cancer, all right. So you get money. You still got an Italian in that fight.
Yeah, I know. Well, they need somebody to sell the next movie. They can't kill him off just yet. They were like, we don't know how well this is going to do, so Rocky's got to beat this cancer.
Yo, word, Stanley, what the fuck? What's the cutoff point for, like, to get nominated for an Oscar in this shit?
What do you mean?
Like, what up to when can you, like, make a movie that it won't be nominated?
I think it's got to meet all the requirements by the end of the year, so, like, December 29th.
It
right?
has to have had, it has to have come out in
it's
the calendar
year.
It's
got to have a billboard.
And it has to be have a theatrical release. Like, it has to be, that's the air.
No, isn't there also some weird, like, advertising?
That, I'm not sure. I just know that it has the film has to air in a theater.
In a theater.
During the year or whatever.
Come keep it G, like, I didn't.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I didn't.
Go ahead, Johnny.
I didn't know
go
fucking
ahead.
Hateful Eight was up for nomination, but I was like, yo, wait, why didn't Sam Jackson get nominated?
Jennifer Jason Leigh got fucking nominated, bro.
She did? Yeah, oh, all right, perfect. Dude, everybody in that movie was good, though. They show, but when, not certain characters, but everybody else was pretty good. I thought Sam Jackson fucking killed it, son.
Oh, God, that movie was great.
That
man.
Sex scene he had, fucking top-notch. Top-notch
Don't
sex
give
scene.
Anything away, dude. What the fuck?
What?
Don't give anything away.
Spoiler
I'll tell
alert.
You, I watched a couple movies. Talked about it on Bennington. Nice. But I saw The Revenant. You guys see The Revenant?
Told you that shit was the shit, right?
Chris, did you see The Revenant?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Damn, B.
Garbage.
Shut the fuck up.
Revenant
Don't be that guy.
Son. I'm not being that
you
guy,
fucking
dude. I
being
love
that
the
guy.
Hateful Eight. I love The Hateful Eight.
You didn't like fucking Mad Max, though. Yeah, you see, you that
didn't
fucking
you post something
guy,
on Instagram
son?
Endorsing The Revenant?
Oh, yeah.
Look at you living a double lie, son.
Nope, this isn't a double lie because I saw one scene in The Revenant. Did you see it, Chris?
No, I saw what you posted, yes.
So there's a part in The Revenant. If you fucking. If it, this isn't a giant spoiler alert. I feel like if you watch the trailer to The Revenant, you've seen the movie.
They
like,
spoiled
like,
some
I
shit.
I knew
they
exactly what
shit.
Was going to happen and how it was going to happen. It was just like,
well,
I was just waiting
based
for
on
the
book,
end.
You know
and that fucking, that bullshit, deuce, I'll throw Deus Ex Machina ending was retarded.
All right, relax. That, it wasn't the same
Come
fucking
on,
thing.
Man.
You wildin', son.
Came out of nowhere, whatever.
You didn't like the CGI effects in that?
All right, so it's the scene.
The ending to Ex Machina didn't come out of nowhere. It was kind of predictable.
What? No. Deus Ex Machina, that fucking, ever see, No, I'm not talking about. No, I'll explain later. All right, so it's this scene.
Oh, yeah.
It's the scene where he's like, he just hurts himself, screams, and passes out on his back.
Yeah. All
right, this is what it sounds like.
Quality audio.
All right, so it's that scene sound, and then the caption was, Leonardo DiCaprio in The Revenant perfectly encapsulated what I sound like when achieving orgasm.
Like you sound like you're trying to choke back some vomit, right? Because that's what that sound
that's
like.
All,
to
that's all.
But he's in fucking pain, like a grunt pain and a cum pain.
It looks like he fucking caved because he just passes out. I made the joke while watching it just to myself alone, and then I was like, I'm going to fucking get that. I'm gonna make a gif.
You appreciated the cum noises of the movie at least.
First of all, there's no surprises in it, whatever. And I mean, it looks beautiful. Like where it was shot, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, the acting wasn't bad. So no shit on the acting, no.
I thought it was a boring fucking.
Yeah, out your fucking mind.
It was boring to me.
So what was your top movie compared to that? That should have got nominated. But it got nominated.
Yeah, no, it had one.
That was your top movie of the year.
Yeah, I'm going to say Hateful Eight.
I didn't see a lot of movies this year.
Then there's also, cool. I liked Ex Machina and this movie, The Lobster, which I just watched also.
Sicario was very good. I liked it.
Sicario was all right.
I thought
there was some plot holes. I can't even remember them now.
I just like the fact that it did annoy me. Beat around a woman a little bit in a movie and not be sexist.
This is my other big beef with The Revenant. Why is Tom Hardy, why does he sound like Buffalo Bill now?
Because he's from Texas. That was the point of that accent.
He's very
Texas
early
accent,
Al Pacino-ing
dude.
Himself, where he's just got Bane, and now he's just doing that over and over again.
The Bane thing fucked him up.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I said this when I watched The Drop, which is a terrible movie. If you tell me you like that movie on the internet, I will shit on you.
It wasn't bad, son.
Terrible movie.
Kevin Finney was perfect in that.
You're a piece of shit. Terrible movie. But anytime, it just seems like anytime Tom Hardy doesn't know what to do, he just goes, if I just am a little retarded, people will think this is deep. But I think Ryan Gosling does the same thing. Terrible.
Gosling is just like a character to this point.
Ryan Gosling's really hot, though, so it's fine.
Yeah, he can get away with it.
Wait,
but fucking
what?
Tom Hardy,
what did I just say?
He did that shit in Legend. I ain't gonna lie. When he played the other twin, the gay twin.
Legend, yeah.
Yeah.
He fell into some Bane voice.
It was fucking Bane. It was really Bane. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, I like a good cock sometimes. Like, well, that
yeah,
was
when
Bane
he said cock, he just
like,
he's went right into Bane when he said the word cock.
Dude, it's really
throws you off.
I mean, Tom Hardy was just a dapper Englishman for a long time, and now he's fucking Bane.
That's his American accent, maybe.
Or
I don't
Buffalo
know.
Bill, and his he sounds like Buffalo Bill.
He didn't do that in Mad Max, though.
Fuck me, like he sounds like the actor. I can't remember what's his actor's name. Who did Buffalo Bill?
Oh man, Ted Demme.
Maybe, yeah, that might be it. Yeah, that guy sounds like him. Sounds like Buffalo Bill, and that's his voice. He sounds like it pretty much in all the movies.
Yeah.
He's also the cop in Fast and Furious 1. And guess what, bros? Fast and Furious 8 just got announced. Thanks, Vince Diesel. Or Vin Diesel. Right?
Yeah, Vince.
Not Vince Diesel.
That's his Catholic name.
That's my bro, Vin Diesel, right there. And he's fucking, we're getting number 8.
But
Paul
yeah,
Walker,
you figured that.
Dead.
They fucking put Jason Statham in the box at the end. You knew that was going to be another part.
I didn't see the newest one.
They're going to break him out, and he's going to be part of the gang. I'm telling you right now, if they didn't kill him, they're going to use him again.
Well, yeah, he's going to prove that he can do some time or whatever. Who'd he kill? He killed the Asian guy, right?
Yeah. He blew that motherfucker up. They broke timeline there to kill a motherfucker before the first.
Mad is sad.
So wait, now Tokyo Drift is an alternate timeline?
Yeah, it's always been an alternate. This shit's not
in
order.
It's not an alternate
to reimagine
timeline.
It?
No, it was just the latest movie.
But then they should just have like a thing where they go so fast that they break the time stream in Fast and the Furious 50.
Yeah, I go front. That's
and then
how
they
you
meet
would
the
bring
Tokyo
back
Drift timeline.
That's a good point. That's how you could bring back Han at least.
And Paul Walker. Because I'm sure cloning techniques would be better by then.
His goofy fucking twin you could at least use for the time being.
You mean his brother?
That was, whatever.
It was his brother, Johnny.
Wasn't a good actor.
Rest
though.
In piss. All right, come on. That's what I always say every day. I say that.
Riz is just milking the shit out of that, isn't he? Just keep making songs and shit about Paul Walker.
That was his friend.
Him, Tyrese, Ludacris. I need to grow up. Motherfuckers die every day.
No, Paul Walker has two goofy looking brothers.
Holy shit, he does. Damn, son.
I hope when I die, you guys will make songs about me and like about me like racing.
I'm gonna
we're gonna make dirty limericks about you.
No.
I'm not good at limericks. I was just gonna get like a RIP on your building wall with a box of candles and just call it a day.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm just gonna tie one of those white bicycles to the shit near
you know,
wherever
don't
you
mock
die.
Out my death when
I'll put
I
it
die.
In a chopped
Come
up
on.
Sandwich up there, but like my boy would have wanted to eat that.
Yeah, instead of a white bicycle, it's just it's just a white biopic instead of that.
I knew this guy really well. He would have definitely wanted to eat
He would have wanted
That's
like if any motherfucker touches this, he's gonna haunt your house. Fuck you, don't touch a sandwich.
I would want to haunt things instead of
Efren, you'd be a shitty ghost though.
No, probably.
I don't think
you'd trip over a lot of stuff.
I'm a shitty human. I'd be an even worse ghost.
I think BK Chris would make a good ghost.
What's that supposed to mean?
Because like you'd
just because you saw me in my ghost costume that one time. my way to my ghost meeting.
I'm just saying, like, if you like, if the people you haunt and the dude's fucking a chick and you just like whispering in his ear, like, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it. Put your thumb in her ass or some shit.
I would do that. Yeah, that sounds pretty funny.
Stan was like, why are you looking at her? Turn her around and hurt her harder. Some shit like that. I don't know.
It's weird that you clearly jerk off to us coaching you how to fuck bitches.
I would say.
Because I don't know why you had that so spot on
that
right
was
there.
Just because he had that.
See, ready to go.
Yeah, he that was really. Yeah.
Well, he's like, I hope my friends die so they could coach me on how to fuck bitches in the afterlife.
Trust me, I don't need no coaching on that. That's what the prostitutes are there for.
Oh, God. Oh, they coach
speed
you?
It up. Oh, yeah. Speed like, it up. Slow it down.
Like, come on, Poppy.
Please don't grab my neck like that. Stuff like that. Sweet stuff like that.
All right.
Prostitute fucking is getting out of control. Every week it comes up.
Hey, it's a budget thing, man. I got the budget. They got the power, son. It's good times.
I mean, if you don't want to talk about prostitutes, we can talk about this self-adjusting belt that just came out.
Yeah, that's silly. Well, they've always had that, though, don't they?
They had no. Somebody, it adjusts itself with some app or something.
Oh, I thought you meant like a seat belt and shit. That's
no,
a belt.
No, it's a belt. So like, let's say you eat a nice big steak or a cheeseburger, perhaps.
Diced
or
up.
Maybe 8 or 9 slices of dollar pizza. just open up. Yeah. It opens up for you a little bit. Just gets it going.
God, I love dollar pizza.
By the way, this is how much of a lush Stan is. We're waiting for the pizza shit. I'm paranoid as fuck. I just want to get him and get the fuck out. Stanley is good on his time, and I'll give him that.
It's not heroin.
But it's like, you know, because be real, Stanley. When a motherfucker said that shit was going to take 10 to 20 minutes for 8 pies.
Oh, I thought he was lying.
Yeah.
What do you mean those pies are churning out all day?
Yeah, but he said he was going to make
them.
Still
thought he was lying. 10 minutes for 7 pies. Single.
He had like 6 ovens in those joints. Yeah.
Fucking great slices, too, by the way. Shout out to those 99 cents dudes. They were pretty good. But like, Stanley's there.
Give him a proper plug. Where is it?
42nd and 9th.
Yeah.
That's just your favorite. That's your favorite
that's
dollar pizza.
That's the best
place.
Dollar pizza I've had in
that's
the city.
One next to Papaya Dog.
Yep. Yeah,
not the one across the street. That's also an Indian restaurant.
No, that's the one we usually go to.
Okay,
that shit is popping.
All right,
but like Stanley's at the bar drinking and shit, and he was like, "Damn, you, I just want me a dollar slice of pizza so bad." I'm like, "Damn, Stanley, can't you wait a little bit, bro?"
Yeah, I literally said, "I kind of want to get a slice while waiting for the pies. Should I do that?" So good.
You should just treat yourself, bro.
You know,
oh, he did.
Right. I don't treat myself enough these days, you know?
We literally got rid of a box before anybody showed up.
In the last few months, it's just I haven't treated myself enough.
Well, you got your purge coming up, don't you, big man?
I'm going to purge you. I'm going to purge you out of my life.
Mm, go to hell. Nice.
It's a purge planet, Morty.
Was that
season 3's coming back, son. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Rick and Morty's a funny show.
They go to a purge planet in one episode. It's like one of these planets. So this is just like the movie The Purge. Like every year they just it's open season on killing people.
R.I.P. Birdman.
Did you like The
Rest
Purge?
Rest in peace, Birdman. I never watched The Purge. I can't find it like free online.
The first one was alright.
The second one it keeps popping up.
I don't really like where the second one went. It was a little too fucking political for
what
my taste.
What happened to the second one? I only watched the first.
It was like the black dude that survived part one starts leading a revolution. He's like John Connor without robots and shit. It was a little annoying.
Shit, that's funny, man.
I was like, fuck. And then part three, there's a part three to it. I wasn't watching after part two. It's like,
there
fuck.
There was a third one?
Yeah.
Well, that first one made a shitload of money.
Yeah, it was
good. No budget.
But then, like, after Ethan Hawke bites the bullet, it's like, oh, well, I want to watch this.
Chris hasn't seen the first one, man.
I don't see a lot of things. It's fine.
You
I'll probably still watch
this
it.
This shit to see part two. You see Ethan Hawke's name in there? Either they didn't have the money or he died.
Yeah,
maybe
I assume he just didn't want to do The Purge 2, and he was just doing The Purge 1 to, you know, fulfill some sort of contractual obligation.
Yeah. A boy's life took a while. He needed the money.
That's true. He had to keep taking these side projects we was working on Boyhood. I saw some statistic where, like, due to piracy, Boyhood lost, like, $1.5 million.
And to piracy?
Yeah.
Why would you bootleg like that movie, though?
I don't know. It was boring as shit. I don't know why
anybody.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, I don't get how some of these movies make bank on the fucking dark web like that and shit. Or Bootleg Bay or whatever the fuck it's called.
Bootleg Bay. That's the name of the website.
Pirate Bay.
Here's the thing. Like, people were saying, it's like, oh, they took these money from these independent filmmakers, but they made $44 million on that movie.
They made a lot
couldn't
more than what they
that
spent
much
on the budget. Well, now, you'd be surprised, son, what some of these crap movies cost nowadays and shit. Like, the Coen brothers, like, they do good production
shit. Cost
$4
million.
Come. There you go.
They made
just
plenty of money.
Greatest, son.
Damn. It's a really good fucking return on investment.
Did they
ROI.
Win an award? I know they were nominated. I don't know if they won.
I don't know. That was last year.
Yeah. Did Will Smith
we're
protest last
year,
too?
We're all about the new Oscars. Because Will Smith is protesting.
Fucking bitch ass. Seems that movie looked terrible.
Seems like maybe he has dementia. Concussions.
He probably thought it was a good movie. He was
you know who definitely does jazz from getting thrown out of the house so many times?
Aunt Viv shitted on him hard on YouTube.
I did. I saw it. I didn't watch
She's
the video.
She's a bitter bitch, son.
Yeah?
You gotta let that ride out.
I saw her
out.
In the you vagina done. Monologues once.
Really?
Yeah.
The fuck you were doing then?
Did women show their vaginas during the vagina
No,
monologues?
It was very much false advertising.
It was false.
I thought it was going to be like so one of those stupid. Things where the vagina smoked cigarettes and then it would like maybe they would do ventriloquism with it, but it wasn't that at all.
So it wasn't sexy?
No.
Did you ever get to check out Puppetry of the Penis?
No, what the hell is that?
That was those Australian dudes that used to make puppets out their dicks.
No, was he good?
I didn't get to see it. I heard good things.
I mean, I know how much you love watching dicks.
Hey.
Why do you like dicks so much, Johnny?
I used to be in the catfish business, but somebody took that over, so that's all the dicks to them.
So you used to pay, guys used to rent catfish from you, so the catfish would blow them, just like clamp down, and then they would jizz.
You know what I mean.
Catfish.
Bit killer.
Love it.
Oh, man. So are you going to get that robot belt, or is that just like...
I might. I need a new fancy belt.
But it, so what? It's just does it like? Is it a way of telling you like you fucking overate though? Is that the point of it?
I don't care as long as it just gives me a little breathing room.
Can you commit suicide with that belt? Is what I want to know.
Probably not. Probably won't let you commit suicide.
Kind of whack. Stupid smart belt.
Maybe there's an auto asphyxiate setting on the app.
That'd be awesome shit. I know Pete would pay for that.
Yeah, how else am I gonna come?
Oh yeah. Shout out to David Carradine.
Well, he can't pay for anything. He's dead, John.
His estate can, right?
Where do you think they got the venture capital to start Belty, the automated belt? Just like, oh, when somebody dies, just loosen it a little. When somebody's about to die, just loosen it a little. Like, it has a sensor in it, so if it hears the chair fall over, it just loosens the belt, so you're good.
Well, it helps fat people out. I'm fucking fatties, son. They're just getting all crazy and shit.
They got a Tinder for fatties.
Fuck
now.
Yeah, they do.
What is it?
Woo Plus.
Oh,
because it's like plus size and you're wooing them.
Why don't they just call it bacon lube?
Strangely enough, I think the traffic to their app goes up quite a bit around 3 a.m.
Yeah, son. That's awesome.
That's mean.
You know it's true,
you're
though.
Fat shaving.
You know it's true. Like, all of a sudden you see all these heavy girls looking at their phones at last call. You're going to know what the fuck it is. You're going to be like, oh, they're on Woo Plus, dog.
Hell, you'd be like, I know you from somewhere, ma.
Dudes have been swiping all night, and it hits 3 in the morning. They're like, shit, I know these Tinder numbers about to go down. I got to bust out this Woo Plus app. They should just advertise it that way. They'll make them $1 billion.
You start just adding mad random fat bitches to your Facebook page. Like, yeah, Playboy, nacho cheese on my dick.
Yeah, just like your profile pic for that. You know, they said that you have more profile pics, like more swipe rights if you have a picture of an animal in your Tinder profile.
That's an
because the girls
thing.
Will swipe just so they can see more pictures of the animal. So you'll get the match. But
it's like a child predator.
I feel like with this is just like maybe just a picture of like you eating nachos, just like bink, and then you get.
Yeah,
I'm getting mad matches.
Yo, Matt, what,
just wanted to see more nachos.
How many dollar slice pictures do we have?
Plenty.
Hell yeah, son! I need to start an account ASAP. I'm like, see that tight slice? That one's got barbecue sauce on it.
Ew.
Bien picante.
Barbecue sauce on pizza? That's nasty.
You never
what about barbecue chicken pizza, which is nasty.
What? Fuck you guys. This shit is all right.
Have you ever eaten that sober one time?
Yes.
No, you didn't.
California
you
kitchen.
You never eaten it sober.
I fucking hate barbecue sauce.
Not your father's root beer. That shit was all right.
What about a homemade barbecue sauce? Just eat that barbecue sauce I used to make.
Yeah, but I just don't like it. But I like to have my meat dry. No homo.
You know what, though? Like, he fucking does that.
Ain't no hobo.
He fucking does that. I'm like, yeah, you know what? Well, you had mine. It was homemade. You act like anybody can cook like you and shit, though. Off of real shit, you cook pretty well.
Anybody can find a decent barbecue sauce recipe on the internet and follow
but it. But not fucking make it, son. If it was that easy, fucking Casey fucking Sunshine would be out of business.
You could just get one of these one cook boxes, which is the fucking most retarded thing ever. It's just like, it's like, you know what Blue Apron is, obviously, right?
Yeah.
So it's that, but it comes with this box, and you just like, you just put the ingredients in the box, and it cooks it for you.
Shut the fuck up.
So what? They've raised $17,000 on Kickstarter in the last like day and a half.
That's some Jetson shit, son.
Yeah, it sounds like the future.
Like the food Arachicycle? From the Jetsons?
Yeah, bro.
But it's just like, at that point, why are you even bothered? Just get takeout.
Well, to be fair, though, like, what does it make? Is it just make a salad, though?
No, the Blue Apron. All right, like, the Blue Apron and all those companies like that, they make sense because it's just like people get to cook their own food and, like, do something with their kids.
But it's a healthy portion and shit, so it's not bad.
Yeah, but you can just buy healthier portions of food.
Yeah, but you don't have that option when you order takeout. What are you going to tell them? Oh, can I get a little less food? Can you weigh my food? That's some bitch shit.
You can just weigh it when it gets to your house, dog.
Fuck that, son. My digital scale is not meant
for
that.
You can make paella in this motherfucker, though. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Oh, it does actual food. I thought it was just like
salad. No, yeah, it makes recipes and stuff. Yeah, it basically, it sends you all the ingredients. You put it in the aligning boxes and slide it in, and then it makes your food.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome, yeah, son. That's pretty awesome.
It's kind of like, all right, like it's like how we invented the Keurig machine, and then we invented, and then people
cold
were too cheap
Keurig.
To buy Keurig pots.
K-Cups, bro, K-Cups.
Yeah, the K-Cup pods are too expensive, so people just started filling their own, and then it's just like, well, why didn't you just use your fucking coffee pot that you threw out so you get this fucking Keurig machine?
That never makes sense to me.
The guy who created the K-Cup said he's really depressed about making that invention because it's just so terrible.
It was pointless.
Yeah, I'm sure he could just cry into his huge pile of money.
Did you ever see the cool Keurig? Like you can make alcoholic beverages and shit with it.
Yeah, we talked
it's
about
like
it.
It's like $325 and it really doesn't do shit.
To make a gin tonic?
Yeah, it's fucking lazy. Some people are mad lazy. You just have.
I mean, it's just like a decent club on the fucking meatpacking district for a night, right? Like
but at least
now you have that in your house.
Like you just paying it. It's a fucking fancy blender to me. At the end of the day. It's not really doing anything.
I mean, I got a fancy blender. That shit was like $4, dog.
God damn, bro. What the fuck?
You can make soups just right in the blender.
Was that the one you had in the kitchen that nice when I was looking at that data? You was like, don't touch it. That's mine.
Yeah.
You piece of shit.
Yeah, Nutri-Mix or whatever. What those
I got called? A Vitamix in my house. I'd rather have a Blendtec. They're a little better. But
I don't know the difference, dog.
Product placement.
I don't
blend
shit.
Radio.
I love most things solid.
So if anybody wants to send me, if anybody who's listening to this works for Blendtec, just send me a Blendtec.
Oh, man.
Everybody wants a Blendtec. Send three. I'll make a lot more soups. Dollar pizza soup.
That shit
cheeseburger
sounds,
soup.
You make cheeseburger dip.
That's right, son. And you like it,
that
too.
That shit sounds good, pretty good, son.
It's not bad, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to come over for the Royal Rumble this year? Or
no,
the plan,
son,
dog.
I'm coming over for the Royal Rumble.
Come on, son. The belt's on the line, dog.
It's going to be a blizzard, dude. There's no way I'm going to get out there in time.
You were just saying it's not going to snow that bad.
Fucker. Damn, son. You on some cornball shit right now, son. Yeah, you got Netflix in your house, Chris?
Yeah, of course I got Netflix.
Hell yeah. Come on through, Stanley.
You guys want Netflix and chill?
Netflix, chill, and some cheeseburger dip, son.
I'm not making the cheeseburger dip. It's
why
pain
not,
in the
bro?
Ass to fucking. Goddamn!
It's a
pain
in the
ass. Cheeseburgers in a blender.
Food process all those things is a pain in the ass. Really think about
it. Wow, you're lazy.
Just bring all the ingredients over. I got the Vitamix, dog.
Oh God. Shit! Mad strong blender.
shit, man.
Oh, Johnny, you sent me a fucking an article about a hood genius this week.
Which broad? The broad?
No. That I'll get to that in a second because that's going to be Stanley's new hero in 5 minutes. But this dude got caught in a murder case, and he's marrying the star witness so she doesn't have to testify.
It's better than killing him.
Oh shit, that's mad
smart. Fucking genius.
No, but the best part is like, let's say he wants to like fucking just kill her afterwards the match, he gets half her shit, if not everything.
I mean, I don't think she has that much if she's fucking. She's marrying a dude she's
not,
watched
she's
that she
bad.
Didn't know from a hole in the wall. And then the span of a murder case,
she's
marrying a dude she watched murder. I think it was a mother and child.
She saw him through the hole of the bullets that went through the fucking wall. So technically, hole in the wall indeed.
Oh, like basically the it was a couple of bullets made like a heart-shaped hole. So she just thought it was Cupid hitting
like,
her with
that
her
was
bow.
For you, Ma. That's my arrow. Slightly missed you, but you know what I mean. Damn, that's crazy, son.
I like it.
At least you know she ain't no snitch, bro. Technically, she can't testify either because that's his wife.
You think that's how
right?
he
Isn't
bagged her
that?
Up? He was just like, Ma, you going to be a snitch like that?
He's like,
you
I
love right,
you.
I'll marry you.
He was like, I love you. I'll kill a motherfucker for you. And if you're going to snitch, I'll kill you, bitch. Something sweet like that. I don't know. Something tender.
Oh, you're just writing his love notes to her?
Hell yeah.
Bitch, you know what I'm capable of.
Like, yo, I like
love
when you grab my Jimmy,
president.
Bitch.
Love Jeff.
He's just talking to her like she's a dude in prison. Like, grab my dick and walk around, son. It's like, I'm not your son, I'm a lady. He's like, I treat you like a dude, though. Pipe you in your butt.
That's their honeymoon? They're going to just pretend
yes,
they're
son.
In prison?
No pussy
the
sex
The prison
either.
Suite at beautiful Mount Airy Lodge?
Hell yes, son. That champagne jacuzzi, son. Every man's
champagne
fantasy.
Champagne cocktail. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, blinis. Weren't we talking
Did
about blinis last
that
week?
Out,
fucking love blinis,
It
dog.
Sounded like he burped that out, though.
There's one thing I love in my life is blinis.
Yo, you can't be mad at that. That's a good fucking time, bro.
Let me get some of that fucking... Let me get a peach blini.
Yo, come on by. Yo, Smirnoff makes some shits in six packs, B.
I'm not going to fucking start icing people.
Yo, come through for the fucking
not
Royal 2016. Rumble, man.
Who's going to win? Say it right now, Bronx Johnny.
I'm going with Daniel Bryan, son. Upset pick.
I'm just going to go safe bet and go Brock Lesnar.
No way.
You think they give it the
Though I might change that. You're going to have to listen to the Bronx Johnny and Chris from Brooklyn Royal Rumble pre-show this weekend.
Oh,
Rumble
shit.
Extravaganza.
which is going to probably sound kind of shitty because of the blizzard.
Yeah, it's going to sound pretty bad. It's going to sound like tin cans.
It's going to sound dope.
Maybe you hear the blend in the background.
This blizzard's not going to do shit.
So come over for the Rumble, dog.
I'm tired, though. I already know how it's
recording this 4 days before the Rumble.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to be fucking drinking all day and watching football. It's the fucking championship games on Sunday.
I have fun. I did
so just
find
do
out,
that right by my house.
That's a good point you brought up, though, because I figured the Royal Rumble was going to be the week they had off in between the championship game and the Super Bowl.
That makes sense.
If you want more fucking viewers, you should probably do it then, right? There's nothing on.
Do it next week.
Yeah,
well,
that's
the Royal Rumble's at night.
So yeah, is the games. The games go late.
I thought the games were in the daytime that
no,
day.
No, it's
4 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4:30
the first game, and then the next game 7.
3 o'clock and 6 o'clock.
Is it?
So the Rumble starts at 8. You miss the fucking, you'll sketch the Rumble match.
Johnny, who's going to win Broncos, Patriots? Broncos are +3 right now.
I take that action.
You take the Broncos +3 at home?
Yeah.
What about Cardinals? They're +3 on the road against Carolina.
I'll go with Carolina on that one.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's fucking Cardinals all day long.
You think so? I don't know.
You know what? I'll go a step further. I fucking know so.
They barely beat the Packers. You know that, right?
It's a goddamn lock.
They gave up a Hail Mary, son. You're going up against Cam Gatorade Newton. Cam EA Sports Newton.
Right now, we're living in Locktown. And guess who the mayors of it are? The fucking Arizona Cardinals.
They gave them some points, bro. They're not like...
Are you really talking this confidently after last weekend?
Oh, well, yeah, dude, that's a good point.
Somebody on Twitter was just like, yo, take the fucking pizza out of that loser's mouth. Don't let him have it. No pizza. He can't have no more cheap beers. He can't have no truffle whiskey. No Prosecco.
Look, I'm fucking saying we're straight out of Lockton right now, all right? Because we're fucking nothing but locks. There's nothing but locks. You take the Cardinals +3. You take the Cardinals +3. You take the fucking Broncos fucking +3. And you make some money this weekend.
Damn, son. I'd rather take my money and fucking bet it on the Rumble.
Get the hell out of here.
It's a bet on
Broncos
the line.
+3 at home in Denver.
So that's
suck
your,
my dick.
That's your Super Bowl, son?
My Super Bowl is Broncos, Arizona.
You crazy man for that shit.
Or the Brocos, as I'm starting to call them. Brocos. Brocos. I just take out that end, like the Brocos.
Hey, man, is all that shit too,
Zona.
Son?
Zona, baby. Zona going to take it home.
Breaking Bad's
remember
over,
remember
son,
when the goddamn bouncer told me to shut the fuck up at the bar?
Oh, yeah.
Were Chris, were you there for that?
He just walked over to you.
He didn't tell you shut the fuck up, did he? He said, he's just like, yo, hey, could you were really loud.
You were screaming like a weirdo. You did that shit a couple of weeks ago. We weren't even watching sports in a bar.
Oh, yeah, well, we freaked out that tourist.
You were just
family.
Like, I know! And yeah. Some little kid just thought you were going to murder the whole fucking bar.
Oh, shit, I forgot about that.
That shit was awesome, son. It was you were like a Death Wish villain. Like he thought his whole family was going to die that night.
I remember, we were. I forget what the fuck we were talking about, but I got pissed about something.
Yeah,
and I raised my voice.
You just yelled at the table, not at us. You yelled at the table.
Yeah, I was like yelling.
Yeah.
I was just like talking about something fucking angrily.
Yeah, you were pissed.
And then there was a whole family behind.
Well, technically,
behind
the whole bar. It was like something out of Beauty and the Beast. And I'm fucking
there was like
a beast.
I'd say about a 15-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Not just, even. Say he was like 12.
Just like
he was
staring
small.
At me in fear. And then
the
I
waitress came
him.
Over to me and was like, listen, I'm a little worried about your ogre-looking friend. He's wearing way too small of a
ogre.
Leather jacket.
She was
listen,
like, yo,
no, the
he's
shirt
cut
is
off.
Too big. The jacket's fine length. My shirt is too small.
Yeah, you keep saying that.
That was, yeah. That fucking.
You didn't want to spend the money for the extra material.
He gets some of those peach bellinis in him. He's a fucking monster, bro.
I'm starting to find out that I'm out in public now. I have kind of like emotion. I'm heading towards an emotional breakdown.
Yeah,
it's going to be pretty cool.
You're not even joking when you say that shit.
Would you just get it over with already? We're sick of dealing with the buildup. Just lock yourself up in the loony bin for a few fucking weeks. Just go off the rails. Lock yourself up in the loony bin.
The payoff's going to be amazing.
No, it's not.
We can have a dollar
pizza
party from there.
It's just
going to
be what we all expect. Unless you go on a killing spree.
That's what I'm putting my money on. Killing spree. Definitely.
But if you murder suicide, you know what we're all going to think.
Hell yeah. And it ain't going to be us.
I'll have to fucking definitely murder a woman.
Especially we all. Yeah. You know, me and Johnny are going to do a show and we're just going to be playing clips of you being like, let's just suck each other's dicks.
Yeah, like, yo, we didn't know.
We knew it. He's gay.
I'm like, I just took it in jest. I didn't know my man had that demon in him like that.
Demon? More like demon semen.
Some crazy shit.
That is some fucking crazy shit.
Yeah, man.
I.
Yeah, but you gotta check. Well, I get you were watching sports and you were shitting
though.
The bed a little bit.
That happened to me. And then I had another outburst at another bar where like I was just pissed at my boy. I just fucking said, fine, fuck it. you do whatever the fuck you want then.
Oh,
it
wow.
was like over like a seat. Like you like wanted to move the seats around. And I just fucking.
That threw
like,
you
I,
off?
I flipped. And then like a bunch of other tables were staring at me because I fucking.
Yeah, you get. You know what it is too? You're very physical when you yell. You get like fucking. You get chesty and you heave your shoulders. Like you coming at somebody?
But I'm not though. I'm not a violent dude.
No, but but I, if you see a motherfucker like that, your size especially, because you're a big
What's that
dude,
supposed to mean?
Not
I'm
fat, but you're
I'm
no.
A fat. I get it, Johnny. I'm fat.
No, I'm not doing that. Yeah, motherfucker. I'm not saying that. I'm saying like you like Vader. You built.
All right, I like
you
that. Bit, I'm like fucking Big Bad Vader.
Hell
okay, I'll
yeah,
take
son.
That. You know, I know we're fucking.
But you physical like that. That's
very
imposing.
We're getting into the fucking. And music's playing. This is ridiculous. Show's already.
Oh what?
Yeah, bruh. Yeah, bro. Again, I want to thank all the Patreon subscribers. I want to thank all the listeners who came out, man. They're fucking, you guys are
all
shit.
All the listeners, fucking awesome. Oh. Shout out to More Like Radio. Everybody
yeah, More Like Dutch and Royce. Also, we have to thank, of course, Bennington Show for bringing up the pizza party on Monday.
Oh, that was nice.
That was a huge plug for us. We got a bunch of new Twitter followers off that.
Did we?
Yeah, of course. You can hear Bennington every day from noon to 3 on SiriusXM Comedy Hits Channel 99.
Thank you, guys.
There you go.
At Bennington Show on Twitter.
All right.
And, that was a weird one.
I can say they're that most now. Weird, but I've forgotten about my multiple. Oh, so you guys don't know this, but over at Sirius, I had another public meltdown in the lobby
when I started
screaming. I lost my I lost my wallet. Didn't let you guys know that one. Lost my wallet, and so I didn't have any ID. So I'd been borrowing IDs to get into the building. Someone gave me an ID, and they saw the person hand the ID off to me. I go through the turnstile downstairs at Sirius, and. The guy's like, cashier, is your ID, sir? I'm like, what?
The dude snitched on you, son?
No, that's their job. The guard's
job. But like, how did they know? They never checked you before.
They saw the guy handing the fucking ID.
Oh, you weren't slick about it.
No, not at all. I was just like, I just went upstairs and pissed. I don't have my ID. And the fucking guy, and then I go to the guy, look, I've been working here for 6 years.
You know me.
I've been here, down here, in and out all the time. I lost my wallet. I can't be signed in. He's like, sir, I'm sorry. You gotta come outside. I was like, fuck it. Well, then I guess you're not going to let me work. I'm going home.
You made a scene at your fucking workplace, bro.
In the lobby, yeah.
Damn, yo. You're like an 80s Dolly Parton character and shit. You're just crazy, man.
I think I'm just, you know, kind of,
What's wrong with you?
I'm unhinged a little bit, you know?
When'd you lose your wallet?
I have no idea where I lost my fucking wallet.
Well, when?
It was Sunday or Monday? Martin Luther King Day. I haven't lost the wallet in 20
Wait, what are you trying to say? What are you trying to say?
Are you saying MLK fucking haunted your wallet?
Yeah, whoa.
I don't want
no
privy
to that shit.
It was on Martin Luther King Day that I lost
whoa.
No, thank you, sir.
I haven't lost the wallet in 20 years.
That is kind of sad, a man your age losing his shit like
that. It's fucking depressing.
But to blame Martin Luther King is just despicable, son.
Whatever.
You know better than James Earl Ray, son.
You know that. All right. Again, Patreon subscribers, thank you so much. The party was really dope. Thank you. Patreon.com/High Society Radio. You guys, it was basically your party. It wasn't us. It was your party.
Exactly. It was a party for invited guests. Yeah. And that's why, you know, we didn't invite everybody.
It's I'm Chris Pepper Hicks.
Bronx Shine.
Chris from Bronx.